I'm sure you've found yourself in the position of everything you look at leading to the same thing. Right now, for me, it doesn't matter what I pick up. Within a couple of sentences, I'm seeing the Sermon on the Mount. It really is Jesus' manifesto, what he wants to bring to the earth. He says, if you're going to follow me, join my party, be in my movement, this is what it will look like. And then he sets out the detail. My experience has been that God woos us, wins us, and then begins to train us. Once he's shown us his love, he starts to strip things down and expect more of us. While we're still basking in his pleasure, he gives us a gentle nudge to get us up and moving, a bit like Peter when he was imprisoned and the angel came to him, except that that was more of a kick. Unfortunately, if we don't respond properly, the nudge becomes something firmer that does approach a kick. Any horsemen or women among you will know what I'm talking about. Walk on, we say, our legs squeezing gently. Nothing. Walk on, slightly more firmly this time, with something approaching a kick to the flanks. We increase the pressure until eventually we may have to use the touch of a whip to get our animal to move. In the Psalms, he says, don't be like this, like the horse or the mule who need bits and bridles. Psalm 32, 8 and 9. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. My he sure knows what he's getting when he gets some of us. Mulish? Tell me. Stubborn? That's well. The mule has got nothing on some Christians I've met. But that wouldn't describe you, would it? Walk on.